Friends, you choose to be a special schutz for Rabbi Chaya and for Netana Lilan ben Shena Tzipora. The Gemara in Makkah says in Daf Yud Amud Aleph, Tana Talmud Shegala Maglim Rabbi Imo, Shenemar V'chai, when a Talmud goes into Golas for Shein B'shogeg, his Rebbe has to go with him because it says V'chai, that he lives in the Yer Miklat. Avid Le Midi Tavale Chiyus, you have to do something for him that'll give him Chiyus. And therefore he has to have his Rebbe. The Rambam at the beginning of Perek Zayin of Hilchos Ritzeach writes, Talmud Shegal Lari Miklat Maglin Rabbo Imo. When a Talmud goes to near Miklat, the Rebbe goes with him. Shenamar V'chaya Selok Adesh Yichya, has to live. Do something for him to live. V'chaya Bali Chochmo V'vakshev Lo Talmud Torah Kamisa Chashuvim. In the life of those who have wisdom and those who seek wisdom without Talmud Torah is like death. And therefore we have to give him a Rebbe in order to give him life. So the Lubavitcher Rebbe in a Fabrengen discusses this Gemara at length, and we are going to base ourselves on his Torah. The Rambam, as we see, added on to the Gemara. The Gemara doesn't say V'chaye Bali Chochma Bakshe Belo Talmud Torah Kamisa Chashuv, and that's the Rambam's addition. So it would appear that with this Hosaf, the Rambam intends to remove a Kasha in this Halacha, because L'chora, even though we should give somebody who kills B'shogeg all of his needs in the Eir Miklat, like we see in the Gemara, that it has to be makom mayim, makom shvakim, etc. But mehechi teisi, that it should be al cheshbono shel adam acher. How could it be on the cheshbon of somebody else? Somebody else has to suffer. His Rebbe. That his Rebbe now has to go into Gullus in order that the Talmud should have chayim, mehechi teisi. And this is a Talmud. It's not such a good Talmud. He's over al chet, horig nefesh. So Avada was b'shogeg, but that's also evil to kill somebody b'shogeg. So the Rambam adds that Chayi Balei Chochma V'akshev B'lo Talmud Torah K'misa Chashuvim. In other words, Talmud Torah Chochma L'gabei HaTalmud is not just like something that he needs, that it's his own business, but more than that, it is a question of life and death. K'misa Chashuvim. And since the Torah says Chai, so Ein Breira. So normally we do things for him that he needs, you know, like a marketplace and things like that, put him in a place of water. But mehechi teisi, that somebody else should be on somebody else's cheshbon. So the answer is, it's mamish life and death. And the Torah says, v'chai. So you have to do what you can in order that he shouldn't die. K'misa chashuvim, ein breira. And there's a hechrech to be magle his Rebbe, to tehave lechayus, that he should have life. And what's the makor? So they put out a big sefer, a Grayson sefer they put out with makaris of the Rambam, and they don't have a makor for this. In the Rambam La'am, they bring a makor, and it's from the pasuk, and the pasuk is Hachachma techaya be'aleha, and that's a pasuk in Koheles. So Chaye Bale HaChochma Umevaksheha B'lo Talmud Torah HaChochma Techaye Baleha, gives him life. Without it, he's dead. It's an often a pasuk. But still, it's a tzorchi and godlo b'divrei Rambam, that according to the beer of the Rambam, it emerges l'chora that the din of Talmud Shegola Maglin Rabo Imo is only Talmud Shekol Chayev Talmud Torah, that without Talmud Torah Kamisa Chashuvim. So what about a Talmud who's not so into learning? The Gemara wasn't mechalek between sugei Talmidim, and it says b'stam Talmud shegala maglin rabo imo. V'ad rabo b'hemshech la'alocha anal, the Gemara says mikan shela yishane adam l'talmud she'eno hagun. Person shouldn't teach a Talmud. We see from here a person shouldn't teach a Talmud who's not beseder, who's not a proper Talmud, because his avonos might bring him to ritzicha b'shogeg and he'd end up in galus. She'en matzo ele b'rishayim, Rashi says. So it emerges according to this that the din of Talmud Shegala is referring the Iker to a Talmud She'enoi Hagun, Dafka. So how can we talk about a Talmud She'enoi Hagun in the Sug of Chalei Balei Chochmo Mevaksheha until we say about him that without Talmud Torah it's Kamisa Chashuvim? This guy is really Kamisa Chashuvim, this Talmud who's a Talmud She'enoi Hagun who kills B'shogeg? And like with him, we're going to say that if he doesn't have Talmud Torah, he's like dead. This is his chiyus. You see, Lamaise, it's not his chiyus. He's a Talmud Sheino Hagun. Gemara says to stay away from Talmud Sheino Hagun so you don't end up in your miklat. So you're going to say about a Talmud Sheino Hagun that without Torah, his life is kamisa chashuvim. The Ikra Divrei Rambam, the Tzafnas Paneach, says, Vizeu tam ruchni. And then he gives another pshat, bepashut. But he says that the reason of the Rambam is a tam ruchni. Sheze gufa. So this is it. What's the tam ruchni? That it's not pshat that in gashmius it's not life for him. Pshat is in ruchnius. In ruchnius he's dead. And his pasha pshat is that the zegufa, that the Talmud killed the nefesh bishkaga, that's a raya that he's a Talmud sheino hagun. And since it's usher to teach a Talmud sheino hagun, so his Rebbe was a poshea, and therefore he's meshubed. He was poshea for teaching his usher a Talmud sheino hagun. However, in addition to the fact that the reason of the Safnas Panech is a Tzarech Iyun, because according to his parish it emerges that the din of Talmud Shigala Maglin Rabbo Imo is Dafka Be'ofen Sheharav Einoi Hagun, that the Rav isn't Beseder, because he saw that a Talmud wasn't Beseder, and nevertheless he was Poshea and he taught him, Hefech HaDin, because Al Pidin, you're not allowed to teach a Talmud She'eno Hagun. As the Rambam paskins, there are a number of other kashas in the Rugged Shavar, but in addition, Mizeh Gufa Sheh Rambam brings this tam in the Sefer Mishneh Torah, which is Halachas Halachas. It's Muchuch Shel Shitas HaRambam. Tam Zeh, even if it's Ruchni, is Miyusad Al Derech Halacha. So it has to have some source in a practical Halacha. Halachas, halachas. So to say that spiritually a person's dead without Torah is very nice. But to say that that's what the Rambam means, so that doesn't seem to be like a rational halachic reason. That it's kamisa chashuv, you have to give him life. And pashtus life means pashut life, what we call a living person, what a doctor would call alive. Let's be medayik b'loshen a Rambam. The Rambam writes, "Chayi balei achacham u'mevakshe b'loi talmud Torah." L'chayra, in the pasuk it says, "Achacham etachaya be'aleha." So what did the Rambam add? Elak tzi u'mevakshe. U'befrat she'enzerakos sofa b'loshen kim gam b'toichen she'balei achacham ha'inu she'loim dim Torah ba'ofen she'toirasu dilehu, like it says in Kedushin lamed beis. That a person becomes a bailim on divrei Torah that he learns, v'nikres al shemo, like it says in Yuma and in Avodah Zarah Yotesam et Aleph. A person's yege yoimam v'layla, he learns b'iyun. So that's the be'aleh, he's bailus in the Torah. But mivaksheha is pshat, that it's not enough with the Torah that he already learned. He's a mivakesh, he's a mechapes more. Lalos u'lesalos basagas ha-Torah. Sharein gvula sagas haTorah kama shenema arucha meretz mida urachave mina yam shteitzoch in iyov perik yud aleph pasuk tes and the hilchos tama Torah to the Alter Rebbe in perik aleph sif hey uvelashin haRambam perik yud milchus tshuva halacha beis and gimel halacha vav oived miavoy sif betorah etc. v'hoylich ben estivas hachachem etc. nafsho ikshura be'avas Hashem Yisbarach v'nim tashoyge batamid. That this person always wants more. So it emerges then in the Ladas HaRambam that only somebody who's not only a Baal Chochma, that he has Bailus over the Torah, it's Torah Delay, that he learned that he made a kinyan on it, that it's called his, he also has to be Bevchinas Mivaksheha. Only such a person you can say that Torah is his life. And therefore it's Sarich Biur, because the Makar L'Divrei Rambam B'char is not in the Pasuk. The Pasuk says, Achachma T'chaya Be'alea, just the Bailim. That's enough. But the Rambam says more than that. You also have to be a Mavakish. That it doesn't say in the Pasuk. And not only that, but L'Fizet Estar Eleinu Akushya, the Kash is going to be upon us to answer that. Ein maglin es rav, unless the Talmud came to the Madrega Gavoha of Mevaksheha. Of Mevaksheha. So the Gemara again says that it's talking about a Talmud she'eno hagun. And the Rambam turns it on its head and says, no, it's the Talmud she'eno hagun. You should just know that he's mamish, he's bailus over the Torah, he learned really, really well, it's Torah delay. And also he's a mevakish Torah. He's shoyge batamid, he's mamish. He always wants more and more. So what's going on here in the Rambam? So therefore it appears by Kavanas HaRambam that he writes mevaksheh. He's not adding nochat tnai bedargis haTalmid. The vav of umevaksheh is instead of the word oy. It's like the Rambam wrote ba'alei chachma o mevaksheh. In other words, the Rambam is talking about two types of Talmidim. One that already reached the darg of Baalei Chochma, and two could also be talking about a Mivaksheh. Notice he's not a Baal Chochma, but he wants to reach the Madreg of a Baal Chochma. And since the Torah promises Yagadu Matzos Atamin, so it's Barish is Sof, Yavo Lidei Kach, Lios Baalei Chochma. And the Mele, even now, Bekoach, he's already a Baal Chochma, that without the Talmud Torah, it's Kamisa Chashuvim. So now we understand very well that this pasuk is talking about any Talmud, the Rabbis Talmud Sheino Hagun. Sharmizeg Gufa Sharav Shibistama Hare Mudubar Barav Hagun. So this Rav was Makabal, this Talmud, it's a simen that he's begether Mivaksheha. It's talking about all Talmudim, and if the Rav is Makabal, this Talmud, who ended up killing Bishogeg, it must be that this Talmud was a Mevakish. He's Mishtabel al Kolpanim Leos Baal Chochma. Acherit, he wouldn't accept him as a Talmud. And therefore, this halacha is, the halacha says, Maglim Rabo Imo, in order to be Moitzi and Ma'ur Inyan Zeman Akoyach al Apoyal, that he should be a Baal Chochma before. That this Talmud, She'eno Hagun, should turn into a Talmud Hagun. Until the point where he even comes a Baal Chochma. And don't ask that Sof Hari Mechayev already now the Rav to be Maglev with the Talmud, that B'matzavo HaNochechi in its present Matzav Chochma is not his Chaim, because the Halacha of Ovid Le'midit Hav Le'chiyus is not only L'gabe the first moment that he's there, it's the entire time he's there. And since already now he's together mivaksheha, at Pekoach, Chacham is already chayim etzlo, so we can say that he already started to be yosek befoyal in Torah, that it should become part of him. So already there's a din of v'chai, like Abay this Talmud. So that then is the Pshat in the Rambam. It's talking about Baal Chachma. His bailus, the Talmud Chacham. And Mevaksheh. Could also be talking about at least someone who's a Mevakish. So Sof Kol Sof, it's talking about every Talmud. Even the Talmud She'eno Hagun. But this Talmud She'eno Hagun has a Ratzon that he should become a Talmud Hagun. He's a Ratzon, he's a Mevakish. So right now he's Eino Hagun B'maisav. He ended up killing B'shogeg. But as long as he's a Mavakesh, that's enough. That the Rav has to be Magleimo, Goleimo. And that we can say about him that without Chachmatz, his life is Kamisa Chashuv. The only thing is that the Rambam is Magbil the Gemara. The Gemara says every Rav has to go to Golis. Talmud's a Mavakish Chachma, he's not a Mavakish Chachma, he's a Baal Chachma, he's not a Baal Chachma. Gemara says it's chai for everybody. Not only Baalei Chacham Uvakshea. So the Rambam limits it. The Rambam says it's only death for Chai Baalei Chacham Uvakshea. Without Talmud Torah, it's Kamisa Chashuvim. And the Gemara seems to say that it's V'chai is for everybody. It applies to every Talmud, whether he's a Baal Chacham Uvakshea or not. On the other hand, then we have a Kasha in the Gemara. What's Pshat in the Gemara? You can really say that this is his lifeblood. I know plenty of people. They seem to be doing just fine without learning. So how do you call that chai? That it's this is his lifeblood. This is his chiyus. Unless you say that as far as he's concerned, it's completely not. But we know that in Ruchnius, that's the fact. That's the time Ruchni, the Ruggish ever spoke about. This Rambam needs a further investigation, and in the meantime, we'll give ourselves a baracha that we should be zocha lilmod ulelamed lishmor belasos ulekayim is called divrei salmud torah so be'ahava amen v'amen shalom shalom sweetest and most beloved friend.